Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today we start a new chapter, Babu Qadai Hawaij al-Muslimin, the chapter on fulfilling the needs of Muslims. Here also we learn from this chapter that the Muslim is somebody that is duty-orientated, not rights-orientated. Secular law, Western law teaches us that what we have to do is we have to look for our rights. What is our rights? The law will tell us, enshrined in the law will tell us, this is our rights, that is our rights. How we go about demanding our rights, what is the legal processes for getting our rights, all our rights. So it's all rights orientated, the secular process. But from Islam we find that it's duty orientated. No doubt the Muslim has rights, Allah Ta'ala has made it such. Every person has rights, but his outlook is such that it is duty orientated. In other words, what is my duties to my fellow Muslim brother? How I can help him, how I can assist him? What is my duties to my teachers? What is my duties to my seniors? What is the duties to my parents? What is the duties to the masjid that I visit? What is the duties to the general population around? So all the time a Muslim is thinking about his duties to others, not to see how he can take out his rights and extract his rights. So this is the major difference between us and the other nations, is that Allah Ta'ala has made it such that all the time we are looking to see how we can help the next person. So therefore this chapter on fulfilling the needs of Muslims. In other words, what are the needs, what are the requirements, how we can be helping, how we can assist, how we can be a means of assisting those that have any type of needs. قال الله تعالى وَفْعَلُوا الْخَيْرَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. Surah Hajj, Allah Ta'ala mentions that say, Allah Ta'ala tells Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself says, and do good deeds so that you may be successful. Good deeds so that you may be successful. And a person should think all the time that how when you find a person that is running a marathon, that when he reaches the ending of the marathon, now he doesn't decide to stop and look around and take a rest. He starts putting more momentum because now he's coming towards the end. He's trying to finish with a bang. So like that, a Muslim should think every day of his life he's getting closer and closer and closer towards the qabr. So as he's getting closer towards the qabr, what he should be thinking is that how I can be moving faster. My momentum can be picking up as far as my akhirat is concerned. I can be slowing down as far as my dunya is concerned. There's no problem. But as far as my akhirat is concerned, it shouldn't be such. I'm getting closer towards the finishing line and I'm slowing down. So this is how a Muslim should think. How I can be increasing as far as my good deeds are concerned, especially as I'm getting older and as I'm getting closer towards the qabr. Today's hadith, an Ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma, anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, al-muslimu akhul muslim, la yadrimuhu wa la yuslimuhu, man kana fi hajati akhihi, kana Allahu fi hajati, wa man farraja an muslimin kurbatan, فرج الله عنه بها كربة من كرب يوم القيامة ومن ستر مسلما ستره الله يوم القيامة متفق عليه. This hadith we'll see that we did it. Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi has brought this hadith again even under this chapter. As I mentioned before, that the muhaddisin, they would look to see that the chapter that they're bringing, any hadith that fits, even if one part of the hadith fits under this chapter, they would bring it. And if one part of this hadith fits under another chapter, sometimes they'll bring the hadith under that chapter also. So it doesn't mean that they brought it once, they won't bring it again. If it fits, then they will bring it. Because these are the Mubarak words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They are full of meaning. They are rich in meaning. So even no matter how many times you repeat it, there is some benefit that you can take from it. So even though we did this hadith, it will be like a revision for us. But there is great meaning in it. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a Muslim is the brother of another Muslim. What a beautiful way of starting your brother. When you take him as your brother, then you look at him differently. How you look at a stranger and how you look at your brother, you look at him differently. So when you see a Muslim, understand that he is your brother. So beautifully Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam starts off. And then he says that a Muslim now, he neither wrongs him, nor he hands him over to the enemy. So he neither wrongs his brother, nor does he hand his brother over to the enemy. And then Allah Ta'ala will fulfill the need of one who fulfills the need of a Muslim. The one who fulfills the need of his brother, his Muslim brother, Allah Ta'ala makes it such that he will fulfill his need. This is something that's very important. Sometimes we think that we're helping someone else, that we are getting less, or we're getting shortchanged. No. So long as the person is helping, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is helping him. He is making an effort to help others. He will find that Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala will help him. And how Allah Ta'ala will help him, sometimes the person never knows. This is from the unseen help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What ways and means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes to help him. So anyway, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes on to say that Allah Ta'ala will remove one of the difficulties of the day of Qiyamah from the one who removes a difficulty from a Muslim. Somebody is going through some difficulty, we help them. Whatever difficulty it may, sometimes it doesn't mean, it doesn't always mean that it's financial. Sometimes a person is going through some emotional stress, some problems. And you just lend an ear. In other words, you listen to the person's problem. It may be a youngster that's having some issues. It may be an old person that's having issues. It may be a married person that's got his marital problems. It may be an employer or an employee. But you just lend them an ear. Sometimes a person just looking for somebody to speak to, counseling, and that may be enough to bring some solace to the person's heart. So what here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, that Allah Ta'ala will remove one of the difficulties of the day of Qiyamah for the one who removes a difficulty from a Muslim. You just helped him to ease that problem, Allah Ta'ala will ease your problems on the day of Qiyamah. What a great ni'mah this is. Who won't need, or who won't want Allah Ta'ala to remove any difficulties on the day of Qiyamah? Simple way is try and remove someone's difficulty in this world. Allah Ta'ala will conceal the fault on the day of Qiyamah of the one who conceals the fault of a Muslim. This is book mentioned Bukhari Sharif and Muslim. So you conceal the fault of a person, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will conceal your fault on the day of Qiyamah. On that day when everybody's faults can be opened up, if Allah Ta'ala wishes, to the whole ummah, to every person, sometimes your best friend, sometimes your family members, sometimes your father, sometimes your teachers, whoever it may be. But if a person makes it such that he hides people's faults in this world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will hide his faults on the day of Qiyamah. Here again with the proviso, as we mentioned, is where it's a private fault between that person and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes it's necessary when a person has issues that affect the community, then those things need to be brought to the community. Then it won't be regarded as exposing the fault of a Muslim. But then it is out of necessity and out of zarurat to save others from the harm of a person. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.